But it's time once again to give you an insight into another life with our guest of the day. Now, how do you become a medical tattooist? It's not one of those careers, is it, that immediately springs to mind when you're thinking about what to do in life. But let's talk to Ray Denman Tanner, who runs a clinic in Reigate and also in Harley Street. And what she does transforms lives. Let's hear from Ray. Now, lovely to have you on the programme, Ray.
Thank you. Lovely to meet you.
I'm really intrigued about how you get to doing this, because as I said, it's not one of those things that immediately springs to mind when you think about what to do in life.
No, and I didn't even know about it at school, actually. So it took me quite a long time to get into it. But I started off doing a degree in graphic design. So I'd always been quite interested in precision and fine detail work. And all of the projects that I did at university were actually on somebody's body. Well, obviously, when you get out into the real world, you can't be drawing on people in graphic design environment. So I sort of worked for about a year and a half, and then I retrained as a makeup artist. And did fashion and advertising work, did pop videos for the Spice Girls and Simply Red and billboard ad catwalk shows and things like that. And I absolutely loved it. That was in my early 20s. And during that time, I was also doing a lot of body painting. I worked alongside a photographer who was doing painting a lot of role ballet dancers, taking photographs with them dressed in body suits that referred to Picasso's Harlequin series, and I painted all the bodysuits for that project. And it was that type of work that really interested me. But also in my mid to late teens, I worked as a carer for the elderly, and I've worked in lots of palliative care over the years. So to marry the two things together, drawing on people and looking after people, first really came to me in the form of camouflage cream. So somebody told me about camouflage cream, where you can help cover, just temporarily cover, people's burns and scars. And I looked into that. I trained with the British Association of Skin Camouflage. And there was only one burns and plastics unit actually in Wales at the time at Morriston Hospital. And they were running a camouflage clinic. So I used to go and observe the practitioner there, did my training, took over the clinic from her because she was due to leave. And it was there that I noticed medical tattooing. So it took quite a few years till I even found out about medical tattooing.
It would be interesting, because listening to you, the idea of sort of working in a care environment and working in that sort of really glamorous environment you're talking about, that it sounds like polar opposites when you first hear about it.
Yeah, it didn't feel like polar opposites to me at all. It felt like kind of amalgamating everything that I was interested in, really. So when I got to Morriston Hospital, the lead nurse of the burns and plastics unit, she was running a medical tattoo clinic for her patients that had mastectomy and breast reconstruction, and she was tattooing the nipple and areola back onto the breast. And for me, it was that light bulb moment, really, then, of that's what I want to do. So you've got the detail of design and the impact of body painting, but in a way where you can actually look after somebody and you can help somebody. And that was what I wanted to do. So it didn't feel like polar opposites to me, because it's something I'd always done. And suddenly there was a job where I could put all of my skills and all of my desires into that one job. And it's been brilliant. But it has taken a long time to get there, and it hasn't been a very obvious route.
And of course, it is something that makes a difference, you know, that stays with someone for the rest of their life and makes a real difference to that life.
It is. It does seem to have a big effect for people. And one of the biggest things I notice is you're not just putting something into somebody's skin. You know, a lot of times they're coming to you because they've got a lack of confidence, and that may be it may affect them in the fact that they can't wear certain clothes, or they feel like they always need to cover that area of the body, or that they don't want to engage socially or physically with the outside world. And it can either have a really extreme impact on them, in which case I tend to refer to a clinical psychologist, or if it's just having low levels of anxiety, or even that they're confident of the area, but they just think, actually, I'd like to do something about it. Then you can work with them to, you know, to marry up their expectations and actually what you can achieve with medical tattooing, because it doesn't take away anything. It's not going to take away your scars, your skin graft, your hypopigmentation, but it's going to visibly reduce the impact of that.
Aside from the skills you've got, you must have to have a lot of empathy and understanding, because people are coming to you with very personal stories, and you must hear a lot about what people have gone through and before they get to the point where they've come to you for help.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's one of the reasons why the care work and my my interest in care and the need to care for people is imperative, really, because it's so much of what I give in the work, and so much of what they need is somebody to listen to them, to understand what they've been through. I mean, they don't have to tell me what they've been through at all. I do need to obviously know a medical history just to make sure there's no contraindications, but it's about being able to understand what they need, how I can make that happen for them, what expectations they have, and knowing that they've got a safe space to talk to somebody, and that I will do, even if the right thing for them is to say, actually, no, this isn't right for you, or actually, you need to go to somebody else to get a different kind of treatment. They need to feel safe enough that I will give them that right advice. So I think it's really imperative at the moment in medical tattooing, because it's such a new industry, that people have got that empathy and they've got the training as well to know that there's referral systems in place and you may need to refer your patients on to somebody else because medical tattooing might not be right for them.
I suppose when people think of any sort of cosmetic procedure, they think of it as being something very superficial and all about enhancing appearance. But it goes beyond that. I mean, I remember a few years ago watching Katie Piper as she went through the various procedures after she'd had that horrific incident in her life. And you've actually worked, collaborated with the Katie Piper Foundation.
Yeah. So I did, when she first started up the Katie Piper Foundation, I was working doing camouflage cream and medical tattooing. And we used to go and do workshops for patients that had burn survivors and that had traumatic burn injuries. And we would go and teach them how to cover up their burns and their scars, show them makeup advice. There would be hair people there giving them hair advice if they needed wigs or anything. And it was lovely, lovely safe space. We would usually have between 6 to 12 people. They were all in a safe environment where they could chat to each other, whether they wanted to chat about what happened or whether they just wanted to have a bit of a beauty day out. So that on that side of things, it was more of a cosmetic environment, but also there's the understanding of those people's mental health and what they get from having a safe environment to just be themselves in and just be able to make themselves feel better in one way or another.
You must have had some lovely moments where after you've carried out the tattooing, you've seen the difference that makes to someone's life.
I think that's one of the things that is really lovely. I mean, when you do it initially, obviously when you're first tattooing something, it's maybe slightly red, slightly swollen. So you don't always see, you don't get that impact immediately. It's not like a normal body tattoo where you've tattooed it and you see this image, because often it can look, you know, the outer areas can look quite red and swollen. So I always do reviews and I do follow-ups with my patients for maybe in 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, and then a year down the line to see how they're getting on. And it's then that they can tell you, you know, whether for me it's yes, is it a good result, because does it look good, but also has it impacted their lives, has it made them feel confident, has it made them wear different clothing that they've always wanted to wear, do they feel more confident in a relationship or something.
And you must work with a really diverse range of ages as well, you know, people who are very young and those who are coming to you having been through something, as you say, like breast cancer and wanting to look a little bit more like they did before.
Yeah, so I have patients from anywhere from 18, because you can't tattoo anybody under 18, but obviously you can use the camouflage cream on children. But up until 90, I mean, one of my oldest patients is 90, and that's something because she's lost her eyebrows through alopecia. It was still really affecting her. She still liked to go out and see friends, obviously before lockdown, and that was tattooing eyebrows back onto her. So, and men and women as well. I mean, I get just as many men for scarring, hypopigmentation, as I do for women. So I think that's quite important actually to mention, is that Sometimes the men may feel a little bit conscious, or they feel like it is a cosmetic thing, and maybe they shouldn't be looking for something and focusing on it. But actually, I get just as many men walk into the clinic as I do women, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a vain thing or a cosmetic thing. It is actually something that psychologically is impacting them. So if there is something that can be done, then, you know, then it's nice that it's available to them.
Do you have then people that have lived with something for years and years, and it's really impacted on them, and it's really affected their confidence, and then they come to you? I mean, that must be quite transformative if someone has, you know, if something bothered someone for a very long period of time.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that, you know, especially when I started, because it's such a new industry, when I started, it wasn't very well known. So people would come to me and say, you know, I've been looking for somebody for about 10 years because I've been concerned about this, but I didn't know what to do about it. I didn't know that there was anything that could be done. So that's when I initially started doing presentations and talks, because I wanted to get the word out there, because I thought, if you've got a visible difference that you're concerned about, and you've been living with it, and it is having an impact in your life, but you don't know what you can do about it, and maybe even doctors at that time didn't know what they could do about it, then you're just increasing that anxiety, because you're searching and searching and searching, but you don't even know what you're searching for. You don't know what search terms to put into the computer, because you haven't heard of medical tattooing. I think now it's a little bit more common, because they're offering the nipple areola tattooing on the NHS. So lots of the doctors and consultants do know about it, and they will refer people to, you know, they'll say, go and look up medical tattooing, find somebody in your area. So the process is getting a little bit easier, I'm noticing, over the last few years. But it's things like this, you know, this is going to get out to lots of people, so that they can say, oh, I didn't even know what medical tattooing was, or camouflage cream's been going since the Second World War, but still a lot of people don't know what it is.
Something that's interesting as well is that your treatment of port wine stains, you're quite a specialist in this area.
Yeah, so that's only something I've been doing for the last, I think it's probably 2-3 years now. So this used to be a contraindication to medical tattooing, but I had lots of people phoning me saying, please, please, will you tattoo the port wine stain? And at the time, I would turn them away. And then somebody contacted me and said, look, they're doing this in other countries. Can you just please research it, find out about it, and see if you would do it? And they were doing it in France at the time, in a really good clinic over there. So I phoned them up, found out about it, looked at the medical research, and there is medical research on tattooing for port wine stains back in the 1980s, and it had good results, no contraindications. So I phoned the insurance agency up, found out what they thought about it, and started to practice on a couple of people about 3 years ago. A patient used to come to me, and I said to her, look, we haven't done this before, we don't know what the results are, and she was like, that's fine, I cover it every day anyway, I will still continue to cover it, but I just want to see if it can reduce the visibility of it. I mean, you're never going to get rid of it. And actually, I've had really much better results than expected with port wine stains. I'm really excited about it at the moment.
That must have been quite a tense moment, both for you and for her, you know, both taking a bit of a leap of faith there.
Yeah, oh, definitely. And for her, you know, well, I think maybe more so for me, because she was like, I don't mind, I cover it every day, I don't mind what it looks like. For me, I was like, well, I only want my patients to walk out feeling better. So I had to make sure there was lots of research in place, first of all, to even start to do it. But I'm really glad she trusted me, and I'm really glad I did it, because since then I've had people with sometimes minor port wine stains, tiny ones, and to very big ones, different types of colouring, some are sort of soft red and some are very deep purple red, and it works really well, really, really well. The long-term effects we don't know, so, but because we use pigment rather than ink, so it is different than from a normal body tattoo in that respect, it will fade over time. So it is something that they will come back every few years and just have a top up. So it's something that you can manage in that way. You know, if it starts to fade and it starts to fade a slightly different colour, then you can just do some colour correction and top it up when they come to see you. So that's quite a bit of a difference that people tend to need to know about, is the fact that it does fade over time, rather than a normal body tattoo, which uses ink, which lasts forever.
I suppose there's a real difference as well in treating people who have lived with something all their lives and treating with someone who maybe as a result of a dramatic burn incident is coming to you and having to get used to looking very differently to how they used to look.
Yeah, that's quite true, actually. That's quite a big impact, because often somebody who's got something that's genetic or they've lived with it forever, then they're not necessarily, they know they're not going to get rid of it, and they've actually learned tactics and ways and confidence of how to live with this visible difference. Whereas somebody that has had an accident or an injury, they often will, their expectation might be higher because they might be wanting to get back to how they used to look. So I think there needs to be, you know, for the practitioner, it's really important then to talk to them exactly about what medical tattooing can do and what it can't do, and how we can help and we can visibly reduce the impact of whatever that visible difference is, but we're not ever going to get rid of it. And if somebody comes to me and they want to get rid of something, then that's when I start to talk to them about whether they feel like they need more psychological help rather than medical tattooing. So there is a different impact for each person, and you just need to, you know, the consultation is the really important part where you need to connect with that person. You need to understand what they're looking for, what they want to achieve, and whether you can give them that or how much of that you can give them.
So things have clearly developed a lot since you started doing this. What are your next plans? Obviously, you're constantly got your eye on the future and what happens next. What are your plans over the next few years?
I've just had some research published yesterday, actually. I would like to continue with the research into medical tattooing and just finding out exactly what people think about it, what aspects of it is really positive to them, what we can do to improve different techniques. I also want to take on an assistant, because I'm actually getting a lot busier. Even during lockdown, people have got time to really think about what they want to do with themselves. So although I haven't been in clinic, I've still been doing consultations and reviews via Zoom. So I'm hoping to take on somebody and run sort of a slightly busier clinic, but continue with the research. That's my main thing at the moment for the next couple of years.
How do people find out more about what you do?
So they can go to my website, which is, am I allowed to say it on here?
Yes, you can, yeah.
Yeah, it's www.raydenman, Ray as in R-A-E-D-E-N-M-A-N, raydenman.co.uk. They can go onto my website, or they can just Google medical tattooing, and there's a few different clinics that will come up. They can also give me a call on my website. There's my details, and I do free of charge phone calls. So if they want to find out a little bit about medical tattooing or whether they're actually suitable for it, they can always book in a phone call with me.
Do you know, it's been really interesting talking to you. Thank you so much, Ray, for joining us on the programme. Really wonderful to hear about what you do and the amazing work you do. Ray Denman there, and you can find out more by going to her website. Just really interesting to see the huge impact that what she does has. We've got another guest of the day for you, same time tomorrow.